Ag groups are calling for an end to duties on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco and Russia, and now the battle is taking to social media.
You're going to put your consumers out of business, you know, if you don't stop gouging this, because we can also see that they are not hurting. In fact, some of those companies are making record-breaking profits, and it's like, we're not seeing this here at the farm gate, so... You know, we've got to get something figured out here.
That's Nebraska farmer Jason Lewis, blunt in his assessment of fertilizer companies. He serves on a National Corn Growers Association task force looking at input costs. After the Mosaic Company took to social media defending their fertilizer pricing, NCGA responded by saying that farmers' difficult financial situation has only been made worse by, quote, the extra $6.9 billion they have had to spend on fertilizer since you petitioned the government to place duties on imported phosphorus, end quote. NCGA gathered responses from around 1,600 farmers in March. The survey says retail urea prices are up 37%, or about $227 a ton, since conflict in the Middle East escalated. Other nitrogen products are up more than 20%, and 9 out of 10 farmers say local nitrogen prices are higher.
Here are the numbers. This isn't just, you know, a feeling or, you know, how's our gut feel? You know, what's the vibes out there? It's like, no, this is what's happening. These are hard numbers. And then so we have that, I think it paints a very clear picture that, you know, we're going to the companies and we're showing them these numbers.
A recent Farm Bureau study of 5,000 farmers shows that 70% of them can't afford all the fertilizer they need. In their social media post, Mosaic said, quote, U.S. prices are lower than in other key agricultural regions of the world. This reflects reduced U.S. farmer demand due to the difficult overall economic situation facing American farmers. Our commitment is clear. We are responsible, reliable, and future-focused in our work to help feed a growing global population, end quote. NCGA's response, quote, you have an opportunity to support America's farmers, those who are growing the food and fuel our world needs during one of their most challenging seasons. Drop your petition to continue duties on imported fertilizers. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.